Blog Talk Radio.
James Bostic here, Conservatives Perspective on the Patriot Nation Radio Network here at blogtalkradio.com, where everybody, I don't care who you are, host or caller, sounds like a caller, but we're happy to be here at the good folks at Blog Talk, blogtalkradio.com, providing an invaluable service. Let's not take anything away from them. Blogtalkradio.com, Patriot Nation Radio, that's where you go. We do it live Tuesdays, Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
We ain't one at a time in here. We're mass communicating.
Damn right we are. And we're happy to be mass communicating with you. Again, and we have a recorded version of the show, too, by the way. We have a recorded version of the show that goes out Sundays, Sunday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Terrific slot. Thank you very much, Ron Phillips. And that's it. Mojo50radio.com, mojo50.com. Go there. Check out the listen page. They have a forum page, a blog page. You can get to know the hosts. I just, as a matter of fact, spent a few hours this weekend getting my profile and everything set up as a host over at the website. And you need to check it out. It's an awesome, awesome thing. Okay. Sometimes this crap makes my head hurt, but 4 days ago, last Friday, a woman named, and there are so many similarities to this cycle of news and this – this woman being exploited now? Is she willingly being exploited? Oh, but yes. Yes, she is. Here's what happened. Journalist and advice columnist E. Jean Carroll, never heard of her, ever in a million years, don't know the first thing about her. Some New York Yankee liberal, whatever. She has a book coming out. She's an advice columnist, and she has this book coming out called What Do We Need Men For? A Modest Proposal, which is scheduled to be released early next month. And in this book, E. Jean Carroll, whom I've never heard of, and the odds are probably pretty heavy that not a whole lot of you guys have either, so don't feel bad. In the book, she accuses Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, and former CBS chief executive Les Moonves of sexual assault in an excerpt from her forthcoming book being published soon. Ms. Carroll, who is 75, said both guys attacked her in the 1990s, both in public locations. And now, again, bear in mind, this was 4 days ago. This was on a Friday. It's the end of the news cycle. And Fridays is a document dump. In political circles, on Fridays, if an administration, and it doesn't matter which one it is, if they have stuff that's news, but they don't necessarily want to get it out there because, well, it might make the White House appear in a bad light, or the optics aren't good on it, but it's unavoidable. Usually, that's the time of minimum impact, because after about 3 o'clock on a Friday, all the news heads have jumped on the Beltway and they're heading home to Virginia or Maryland or wherever they're at, and they're not worried about it. So they do the document dumps. And so Friday, this chick comes out with this, and she said that in 1995 or 1996. At a Bergdorf Goodman department store in Manhattan, he asked her for help buying a gift for a woman Trump at the time married to Marlon Maples. She said that he then follows her into a fitting room at the store, shoves her against the wall, pulls down her tights, and whips out Don Jr., I guess, whatever you want to say, and does the deed. She's not certain. She says, pulled down her tights, forcing his fingers around my private area, thrusts his wah-wah halfway or completely, I'm not certain, inside me. She told some friends about the attack. One says, go to the police. The other one says, oh, no, he'll kill you. He'll bury you. No, he's too strong. He's too powerful. She's going to have to live with it. Okay, well, apparently she was cool with living with it. For over 30 years, close to 30 years, and so now it's a big deal. So the mainstream establishment media, insane and blinded by vengeance in their never-ending quest to destroy, besmirch, belittle, invalidate, marginalize, smear the president of the United States, well, you know what they do. They jump all over this. And
oh, my God, who the hell cares?
Exactly. I couldn't agree more, and you're absolutely right. So you know what happens. Okay, she's on TV, man. She is on TV. She's doing her thing. She's on Anderson Cooper. And it's, I'm going to, if I can, hopefully everything's working here and I can pull this up. Hang on. I I have a clip. She went to Anderson Cooper. And not a very long clip, but here it is. And I wish you could see her face. That's the bad thing about this, is not being able to show the video clip. But the audio, creepy enough as it is, I guess this is from Sunday, or maybe, I don't know, whenever Anderson Cooper's on.
It was like,
and this is not a question I would normally ask, and if you don't want to answer, I totally understand. But given the prior accusations, which have all been of forms of assault or harassment, you're saying there was actual penetration?
Yes.
Did you, which is puts it into a different category of any of the other women who have come forward. I think that is the definition of rape. One definition.
That's the definition. Yes.
How long?
Brief. Mm-hmm. Brief, because when a woman is stamping her feet,
That's what you were doing. You started stamping your feet.
I always think back and think, that was the stupidest thing I've ever done. I should never have done it. And then I didn't behave.
When you say I should have never done it, you mean?
That was just a dumb thing, to go into a dressing room with a man that I hardly know and have him shut the door and then be unable to stop him. And I was a competitive athlete, so I wasn't like I didn't freeze. I rose to the occasion. And it did not last long. And that's why I don't use the word you just used. I use the word fight.
You don't use the word rape.
Sexual violence is in every country, in every strata of society. And I just feel that so many women are undergoing sexual violence. Mine was short. I got out. I'm happy now. I'm moving on. And I think of all the women who are enduring constant sexual violence. So this one instant, this one, 3 minutes in this little dressing room, I just say it's a fight. That way I'm not the victim, right? I'm not the victim.
You don't feel like a victim.
I was not thrown on the ground and ravished, which the word rape carries so many sexual connotations. This was not sexual.
But I think most people think of rape it is a violent assault. It is not.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy.
Mm. Let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasies.
Mm. We're just going to take a quick break. If you can stick around, we'll talk more on the other side.
You're fascinating to talk to.
Holy cow. Okay, well, what comes to mind here is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I'm not exactly sure what the clinical term would be. But now, if you could have seen this one, she looked remarkably tranquil. Tranquil. Her affect was pretty flat throughout the visual that you saw, the accompanying video. She was kind of flat. She was very deliberate in her speech, as though her reaction time had been slowed down. I'm not saying anything. I'm just giving you my impressions of what I saw in her demeanor and her appearance. Anderson Cooper, obviously, clearly uncomfortable talking about any kind of heterosexual physical contact, just had a touch. And then he got even creepier because at the end of the segment, she's hitting on him. She got a book coming out. The book, it's time to be released and published around the time that the president's kicking off his reelection campaign. Coincidence? Yeah, it could be. It also could be that this book was a stinker, and because of this information, And that's it, nothing else. Because of this information about Donald Trump and Les Moonves, they decided to hold off. Maybe they weren't even going to publish it at all. But given this kind of information, this kind of a claim, even if that was the only story in the book, and the other 275 pages were blank, somebody would publish this thing because it knocks the president. So she goes on. Then she goes on Allison Camerota. And I don't have that clip, and I don't think we need it. But to follow up, she went on Allison Camerota. In the department store in Manhattan, I'm guessing Bergdorf Goodman is probably some kind of ritzy hoi polloi, and that's cool. So obviously, so she's in there, and Donald Trump walks with her into a fitting room, closes the door in Manhattan at 5 p.m. She says the store was empty. A Bergdorf Goodman store. What is it? Bergdorf Goodman. Okay. Ritzy place. At 5 p.m. in Manhattan, downtown Manhattan, Donald Trump is just one scream away from throwing away everything, his reputation, his business, his freedom, his marriage to Marla Maples. Do you guys remember Marla? Okay. To rape an, at the time, 50-year-old woman in a public place. Really? E. Jean Carroll says she still has the outfit that she was wearing during the rape, but she refuses to offer it up for DNA testing. She did, however, pose for a photo spread for the cover of New York Magazine with it. Lawrence O'Donnell says, are you going to press charges? Are we going to bring, we're going to bring charges against the president? And he's salivating, and I'm not making this up. This is what she said. She told Lawrence O'Donnell that doing that, pressing charges against the President of the United States for raping her, would be disrespectful to the women who are down on the border that are being raped around the clock down there without any protection. Those women have very little protection there. It would just be disrespectful. And then she rambled on about rapes all over the world and how her bringing charges against Donald Trump for raping her just does not make sense to her. Wow. Well, it doesn't take long. And this is how the news cycles work. It doesn't take long for this stuff to fall apart. And now that it has, the New York Post has taken this story off their website. The guy's name was Joe Tacopino. The story was written by him, and it was removed from the website as if it never happened. That's how much traction this woman got with this story. Zero. And the reason, obviously, is because it never happened. This is not a credible story. But it is something that the left uses continually in their playbook, isn't it? Brett Kavanaugh much, guys? Right. They trot this out a lot. They did the same thing with Roy Moore down in Alabama. They like to throw out the sexual creep stories, and that's a good thing they smear. And I also think that a lot of times, though, that is also projection. Accusing others of the very reprehensible behaviors that you yourself are guilty of. So this woman's 75 now. They drag her out and they put her on the shows. They put her on with Anderson Cooper. Anderson Cooper's horrified. He does not know what to do. He is clearly uncomfortable in this situation. Doesn't want anything to do with it. And like I said, it just got creepier when she started hitting on him at the end. So if he wasn't unnerved enough already, old girl took him over the edge there. So we got to cut to a commercial really quick. But look what happened within the span of 4 days. This comes out, the motivation, most likely economic, because like I said, she got a book coming out. It's in vogue to beat up on the president. They've made these accusations about him in the past. They used an example during the first, I can't remember who it was, one of the Bush boys, one of the nephews. He was, it was locker room talk, and a hot mic picked it up, and everybody sat on it and never thought anything about it. But then when Donald Trump runs for president, well, we'll use this. It will disqualify him. Obviously, it didn't. I have seen in the news a few things. And the tempo is picking up. And what I mean by that is that the war drums in the Democrat Party are going to be beating louder and louder for impeachment, for this nonstop campaign of attacks and groundless accusations against the president, trying to do anything they can to slow up his plans for the country, his agenda. And tonight, the very first, I'm not sure, probably 9 o'clock, the very first Democrat debate, first of the season for the 2020 presidential debates are going to be tonight. Probably see, everybody's probably going to be carrying, or at least a lot of people. CNN, most likely, or MSNBC. 10 of them. And what they're going to do is they're going to showcase Joe Biden tonight with Scrub Team A. And then tomorrow night, it'll be Elizabeth Warren and Scrub Team B. Oh, and since then, some other clown has decided that he's going to enter the race for president. So 21. 21 feckless, corrupt, flat, one-dimensional, lifeless, dull Democrats are running for president. I tried last week unsuccessfully due to the catastrophic failure of Blog Talk to play a clip, and we may get to it tonight here, probably over down at the bottom of the hour. We'll play it on the backside of the president and some highlights from that rally Tuesday night. But we had a lot of technical problems last Thursday, and it was pretty frustrating. Didn't work out the way I wanted it. So while I'm here, by the way, let me apologize for that. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a little break music-wise. And then we're going to come back and we're going to follow up on this whole lifeless clown car of Democrat presidential candidates. This is ACP, and we will be back with more right after this. Maybe. This always. All I'm looking for are the songs, man. There's supposed to be some way that you can group all this together, and I haven't done it, but that's okay. Here we go. We'll be back with more after this.
Salesman talking to me, trying to run me up a quote so you can buy it, go try it, you can pay me next week. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Blonde haired, good looking, trying to get me hooked, want me to marry, settle down and get a home and write a book. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Pay for something wrong, dime gone, will me order, sue the operator for telling me a tale. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in.
T-Bone Steak. pile of coal is in 13 minutes, he would set it to the terminal gate. A swing low chariot come down easy, taxed it to the terminal zone. Punch your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone. Los Angeles, you may know for Virginia died, what a 1409. Then the folks back home, this is the promised land calling, and the poor boys all.
Such luck in Orlando. We love being in Orlando. Thank you. Thank you, Orlando. What a turnout. What a turnout. 2016 was not merely another four-year election. This was a defining moment in American history. Ask them right there. By the way, that is a lot of fake news back there. That's a lot. That's a lot. We stared down the unholy alliance of lobbyists and donors and special interests who made a living bleeding our country dry. That's what we've done. We broke down the doors of Washington back rooms, where deals were cut to close our companies, give away your jobs, shut down our factories, and surrender your sovereignty and your very way of life. We took on a political machine that tried to take away your voice and your vote. They tried to take away your dignity and your destiny. Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now. We're draining the swamp. And that's why the swamp is fighting back so viciously and violently. For the last 2.5 years, we have been under siege. And with the Mueller report, we won. And now they want a do-over. They want a do-over. Let's do it again. Didn't work out too well. Let's do it again. They want a do-over. No president should ever have to go through this again. It is so bad for our great country. A hoax. The great hoax. Our patriotic movement has been under assault from the very first day. We accomplished more than any other president has in the first 2.5 years of a presidency, and under circumstances that no president has had to deal with before, because we did, in the middle of the great and illegal witch hunt, things that nobody have been able to accomplish, not even close. Nobody's done what we have done in 2.5 years.
Okay, this is a clip that goes on for 14 minutes. And I don't want to do that. we played a little bit of it on the do-over show on Friday night. But the reason I bring it up, and I bring it up again, because it is a valid point, and that is, of those 21 Democrats who are jockeying for a position to be the Democrat nominee for president, not one of them, not any given combination of them, has the energy, has the dynamism. Who? Joe Biden? Eric Swalwell? Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, these people, can you honestly see any one of them holding their own in a debate, in a campaign against Donald Trump? And maybe you can. Maybe you can. Maybe I am underestimating the opponent, which is not a smart thing to do, and overestimating our side. Another not very smart thing to do, but I'm not sure that I am. I don't see anybody over there that has Donald Trump's dynamism. I don't see anybody that has his moxie, his mojo, his chutzpah, his stones. And like I said, tonight, I guess probably at 8 or 9, I'm not exactly sure when it is, they'll be doing their thing, and they'll have, like I said, tonight, Biden and Scrub Team A, tomorrow night, Elizabeth Warren, Scrub Team B, and everybody is going to come out, they're all going to step up to their podiums, and as soon as the moderator starts with the questions, every single person's answer is going to be further left than the previous person's answer. And don't think that these cats aren't going to tear into each other. This is not the get-along gang. These are not the Care Bears. Hell, these aren't even the Hair Bear bunch. These, okay? And it's going to start. And when they're not taking shots at each other, they're going to be turning around and they're going to be taking shots at old Joe. But in terms of policy questions, domestic policy, foreign policy, economics, all those woke policies, all wokesters, I haven't forgotten about you cats, saving the best for last. You know, all these new, you know, these policies, these social issues that the Democrats insist raise, you know, such tumult and brouhaha and rhubarb and hubbub. And everybody's going to take an answer that's going to be further left than the guy that just answered. That's how these cats operate. And that's where they're going. They don't have any guiding star other than socialism, collectivism, central control, and the more of it, the better. That's how they guide their ship. And I guarantee you, every single one of those 21 Democrat hopefuls scurrying about out there, every single one of them would happily sacrifice this country, you and I, on their ideological altar. Wouldn't think twice about it. Would not hesitate. Would go home, have a good dinner, watch some TV, then go to bed and sleep like a baby. That's why it's kind of important that we cut these cats down to size before we reach a moment, and we're reaching it rapidly, of critical mass. I'm not talking about violence. I do not advocate violence. But I also have no qualms about meeting violence with violence if it means protecting the people who mean the most to me, protecting the things dearest to me, my family, my friends, my dog, my country, my fellow citizens. like-minded and unified in purpose and commitment to the Constitution. Will it come to that? I don't know, man. I hope not, but I've done a few things to get ready, and I think we probably all should. Excuse me. See, I got about 20 minutes left. I may have to go extra minutes on this. Now to the woke folks. All you little wokesters out there. This has been sticking in my craw for a while. And when I say woke, you guys know what I mean, right? I'm talking about these people who have had an epiphany, a revelation concerning the prominent social issues of the day, like, you know, woke people are cool with guys deciding all of a sudden that they want to pretend to be a girl and go to the women's restroom. You know, a lot of people, that just doesn't bother a lot of people. The woke people, they don't have a problem with this. The woke people don't want NBA team owners to call themselves owners, because that's racist. If you own something, you're racist now, because slavery or something. I don't know. And I saw this meme, and it was your typical woke meme, you know, that the wokesters put out there. And it was a picture of a cute little waif of a girl, you know, the straight haired, big eyes type. And the caption was, "Do all lives really matter? Asking for some kid in a cage." Now, most of you know what this is a reference to. and I've never been able to figure it out. The Democrats have always called this a manufactured crisis, that the president was overinflating the facts and that he was exaggerating on the seriousness of what was going on at the border, and he was, you know, it was manufactured. But at the same time, they wore him out for treating these children so cruelly because we're overcrowded in our concentration camps. But I digress. There were a number of pictures of kids photographed in wire containers. And they, you know, it was a close up of the kid, and he's standing there behind these iron, these wire bars, and he's crying and he looks pitiful. But when you pan the shot back, what you see is this kid, this propaganda kid, in a fake cage, because he's in there in a mall or somewhere with some other organizers and protesters. But you're led to believe that the Trump administration are taking these little guys and throwing them in cages. So it's a propaganda kid being exploited by putting them in a fake cage and issuing propaganda photos for misinformation about what the government's doing. But the woke people just jumped on that, man, and they carry that banner. They still carry it to this day. The pictures that you've seen, and I posted some over at Talk America West Virginia that were part of this, and they show people in concrete areas, just nothing but concrete, laying on the ground with these Mylar space blankets, and they tried to blame that on the Trump administration. But those pictures were taken in 2015 and had the time stamp edited out of it. Who was president in 2015? It wasn't Donald Trump. So the wokesters look at all these things, and they post memes like that. And believe it or not, there are people who still believe. Adam Schiff described the picture that I just described to you about the guy sleeping on concrete and covered up with
Mylar space blankets. And that's all they had. That image comes from 2015. What he describes comes from the Obama administration, but they try and pin it on Trump. And, you know, to a certain extent, it sticks because there's a lot of empty-headed people out there. I don't question their compassion. These people, I think, that they care. I question the depth of their intellectual well, if you know what I mean, because they're so easily led astray by this type of emotional manipulation. And I really wanted to, but I didn't, because nowadays I'm capable of just walking on by that stuff when I see it. I might carry it with me and chew on it a little bit and then come back, but I don't jump in there anymore. But all you wokesters, this is just a tip from old JB, the Midnight Smoker. If you really want to ask, as if you had to ask, the question of, you know, do all lives really matter? And before we go any further, yeah, they do, except for like really, really bad people who do terrible stuff. No, their lives don't matter. Just my opinion. There you are. But for the rest of us who are good and try to be good and aren't really necessarily that evil, yeah, our lives matter. Why this question even has to be asked, again, points to the shallowness of their intellectual well. Not to the depth of their compassion. But if you're going to ask that question, dumb enough as it is, don't ask it for a propaganda kid in a fake cage. Ask it for the 22 veterans or more who commit suicide every day in this country. Ask it for the veterans who have no homes. Ask it for the veterans who aren't getting adequate medical care, the care that they are entitled to, the care that this government promised them. Ask it for the kids in this country who are American citizens who do not have a home. Ask it for the kids who are living in a car. Ask it for the elderly, the shut-ins that don't have proper care. Ask it for the cops or the firemen who get shot at simply responding for a call. Ask it for the children who Planned Parenthood murder every year for no other reason than an issue of convenience. If you really want to ask the question, those are just some suggestions. Those are just some suggestions. All this talking makes a man thirsty. Got the cotton mouth rolling tonight. So, I mean, really, if you do have to ask that question, because, you know, you're a grown-ass adult, and you don't know the answer to this question, and you need for your fellow wokesters there at the rock concerts and the beer gardens, hanging out with your vaginal helmets on, talking about all the woke stuff that you've been woke up to, and to make sure that everybody knows that you're just, you know, bathing in this glorious woke shower of wokeability. Ask for those people. But you're probably not going to do that Because that's kind of square. Because that's not the woke you want to be. You want to be the dude peeing in the girl's bathroom woke and defending that. That's, you want to be that. You want to be, you want to be the drag queen reading stories in the public library for little kids kind of woke. You want to be the kind of woke that just lets anybody come into this country under any circumstances without any vetting at all and setting them up on the government dole, because that's the right thing to do kind of woke. Oh, man. You know what? And by the way, wokesters, here's what I think about you cats, too. Woke people have to be some of the most unhappy people in the world, because all they can see, they don't see anything but injustice. They see oppression. They see injustice. They see bad people doing bad things to otherwise good people, not realizing that that's life. They got to be. They just have to be so unhappy all the time. How can they enjoy a Christmas dinner when they're riding in Africa and the French hate the Dutch? How can we enjoy this beautiful summer day knowing that that orange bastard's in the White House planning more good things for this country, things that go against us? Wokesters, just stop, man. Oh, and by the way, when you're asking if these lives really matter, ask it for the kids who are in these foreign countries mining the rare elements and precious metals that go into making the wireless device that you tweet all this stuff with to show all your woke friends how woke you are. Look, wokes, shut up for just a minute, man. I know. It's terrible, all these things. Shut up. Take a breath. Go to a park, okay? Just go to a park. Just if you got to take, okay, take your device, cool, put it in your pocket, try and stay away from it. Go to the park and just sit down somewhere. Find a bench, find a wall somewhere. Sit and look around. Listen to the birds. Watch the kids play. Take a Ziploc bag full of cracker crumbs or something. Feed the pigeons or feed the ducks if they still let you do that. Say hello to an old person. Talk to them a little bit. Be still. ACP is heard a lot of different places out there. As you know, Tuesdays and Thursdays here live, 7 p.m. or something very close to live, I guess, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we have a recorded version of the program that goes out over the Mojo 5-0 Radio Network. And those guys are everywhere, man. They're on iHeart. They're on YouTube. They've got apps. They've got the apps. And go check out the page, too, mojo50.com. Outstanding programming, terrific hosts. It's massive for me because these guys are the big league. It is literally, and I'm not exaggerating, some of the best conservative libertarian talk radio in the world. I don't know how the hell I wound up there. I really don't. I have no clue. And boy, if they ever find out, I am going to be so gone. But we're there, and we're proud of the association. As a matter of fact, we're honored and humbled by it. I guess that's about it. We'll be back on Thursday, and we'll have a follow-up. I'm sure I'll be able to find somewhere out there a really great highlight clip from this evening's debate. Grab your popcorn, get your Cheetos and a root beer. Find out wherever the primate house is, you know, showing this. And enjoy it. It should be good. God bless you guys. God bless America. We will be back next week. Well, actually Thursday. We'll be back Thursday. Taking a look at things as we do through a conservative's perspective. We'll see you then.